Hello, I'm Carlotta Rubello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we turn our gaze to New York to look at how the city has evolved over the past 100 years. And while some might complain about lost grit and gentrification, our bureau chief in the city, Ed Stalker, feels that they are missing the point, that in the end, a safer New York is a more open New York, too. Here he is.
Manhattan has a population density of some 69,000 people per square mile. Okay, so this isn't quite on a par with, say, Manila or Mumbai, but it's a pretty sizable figure nonetheless. Manhattan is by far the busiest county in the US, and the relative calm of some of New York's outer boroughs says nothing of the energy, speed and sheer number of human bodies crammed onto the main island. And yet, despite all of this, or possibly because of it, New York manages to work. While London is spluttering and stuttering to a standstill in winter after a lone flurry of snow, New Yorkers are shouting, "Is that all you've got?" The constant deluge is taken in the city's stride. Neighbours and shop owners shovel snow. Salt is hastily dispatched to make sure pavements don't turn into skating rinks. Manhattan is just 21 kilometres long and a couple wide. Diminutive, to say the least. You'd imagine that a place so small and packed might become a congealed ball of homogeneity. An American dream on speed. Not so. Indeed, can there be any other metropolis on the planet with so many micro-neighbourhoods, each with a defiantly different look and feel? You can wander just a few blocks in Manhattan, and the same goes for Brooklyn too, and feel like you're in a different world. It's often hard to believe that the debonair, refined wealth of the Upper East Side, for example, seeks, albeit reluctantly, into Spanish Harlem, one of the city's humblest parts. When people complain about New York, I feel the need to defend it. As a Brit, I am an outsider, sure, but I have a sense of what New York is today and how far it has come in recent history. In the 1970s, New York was a genuinely dangerous Faustian metropolis. By 1975, schools and hospitals were shutting on a regular basis, and the city was right on the edge of bankruptcy. Even as recently as the late 1980s, the city remained edgy, to say the least. Back then, the area was a shadowy part of the city. Yet wander around this busy, desirable shopping district today, and it's hard to believe that such an era ever existed. There are those who hanker after the grittier city of yesteryear. They bemoan the creeping gentrification that has spread beyond Manhattan to Brooklyn and on to Queens. Detractors claim that middle-class professionals are sapping the life out of the city, that diversity is being sacrificed. The argument has some validity, and care is needed to ensure neighbourhoods hold on to their spark, but only some. A more positive slant would be to look at how gentrification has breathed new life into once semi-derelict areas, Manhattan's Tribeca being a prime example. If it's handled correctly, regeneration can give an area added economic impetus, and that can mean more jobs for the community. Although I came to this city well into the 21st century, I certainly don't long for a New York of high crime, unsafe public transport and no-go areas. While I'm not about to wander through the most deprived parts of the city late at night, New York feels safe. You can go and have a slice of pizza at Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, or head up to the furthest reaches of Harlem for some live music. Unthinkable suggestions a relatively short time ago. This more secure environment, despite the recent terrorist attack, can only be a good thing. More of the city is there to be discovered than ever before. While you may have to dodge a few pavement dawdlers along the way, you have to admit that despite it all, New York just works.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ed Stocker for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.